Okay, getting ready to begin this meditation session. Focus mostly around physical sensations. However, your position, whether you're sitting or lying down or even standing, just touching in with the present moment through the contact points of our body on the earth. Feeling the breath moving in and out of the body. It's a gentle awareness of how your body is now, bringing in as much acceptance as you can of how it is. It's so easy to entertain stories or opinions or beliefs about our body. We can try to take a break from those narratives for now. The intention this next few minutes is really just to be with our sensate experience of the body. But as a way to settle, it can be helpful just to feel the breath for a little bit longer here to help settle and perhaps bring in some rest. This can help the mind be more serviceable, more accessible. And it can be helpful to have a generally wide aperture of attention with the breath. So you can feel it in the belly or the nostrils, but also feeling the whole body breathing, just what that is like. So the instructions now will actually be fairly simple. It's not always easy, but simply noticing what there is to notice in the body. So there's a lot of leeway here as far as exactly how you want to do it, whether you want to focus on different body parts or the body as a whole, kind of like what I was just saying with the breath. Or do a combination of both. That's totally fine too. And the idea is here is that we, kind of drop below the intellectual thinking mind, into this felt experience of the body. So if we're thinking about the body, just try to let that go whenever you notice it happens, and it will happen. It's okay. And even if you're visualizing the body, which is, well, which people do sometimes with this practice, that visualizing is a kind of a thought. So you can let that go as best you can and just feel what is it like just to, in a way, have a body, to live in a body. The shape of it, the feel of it, but getting, as gross or as granular as is accessible, right? The temperature, the pleasant or unpleasant qualities, tingling, itching, pulsing. Maybe you experiment with, different tensions in the body. And then over time, doing this more and more, you begin to notice more and more details. So it's not that there is a sensation of body, but there are these more fine-grained, textured experiences of the body. So a really wonderful support, something I have found wonderful, a kind of support or technique for doing this practice is noting, or sometimes called labeling. And this is where we simply just make a mental note of the experience that arises. So if you notice that your fingers feel cold, then you just note cold or coolness. If you notice your heart beating, make the mental note beating. You notice, your stomach feeling uncomfortable or queasy or uneasy, you can say any of those words that are most accurate. You don't have to get so hung up on like, oh, is this the right word? Or I don't know if that exactly explains it. Just any word that works, it's not a vocabulary assessment. So, for example, it could sound something like this. Feeling, I said the word, I'm noting the word feeling because I'm just feeling my body in the chair. I notice itching. Just the single note, itching. Heaviness, my body's feeling heavy. I'm tingling, notice some tingling in my feet. I notice the rising of my belly when I breathe in. I can just note rising and then falling on the exhale. That's where my attention just was. And you can be creative, some of these. They don't have to be like common word. I just had the thought of wetness in, feeling my tongue in my mouth, And it can be more than one word, like breathing in. It's two words. I notice I'm breathing in. So anything that in the realm of this physical body is completely on the table for our use. And there's no wrong answers in particular because we're opening to this experience of being present with our body. And no, too, just as with pretty much all mindfulness practices, we're not trying to get to a certain feeling or land in a certain, realm of experience. So we don't have to be judging certain feelings in the body. Whatever experience comes up, that's just what we note with as little judgment as possible. Given that, sometimes this can be an overwhelming practice, and we don't always, we can't tell which experience is the most predominant or just most obvious to us. So there's the safety release valve, so to speak, of mentally noting not sure or don't know or uncertain, something along those lines. Like you're trying to find a note, but nothing is coming to mind, and you realize, like, I don't know. You literally just say to yourself, uncertain, not sure, either one. And that way, it shows that it's okay to not know. And but the intention to be open with our experience is still there, other possibilities of experience you may or may not feel, noting pressure, lightness, discomfort, pleasant, unpleasant, dense, even movement you can note. As you're feeling that, or even the general word feeling or touching, because we're noticing our body through the sense of touch. So if you're just feeling your whole body sitting, you can just note feeling over and over again. And you don't have to do it like every second. You can kind of experiment with like how fast you want your pace to go. Have a note every 3 seconds, every 10 seconds, whatever it may be. The idea is that the noting is keeping us on track, so to speak, keeping us here in the present, which lastly I'll say if once we do inevitably leave the present moment, another note we could use that doesn't have to do with the body is thinking. So we can notice when our mind wanders, has wandered off of our awareness of the body, then we notice that and we know thinking, we come back to the body, rising, falling, feeling heaviness, pulsing, tightness, feeling, softening, relaxing, etc. The last piece to this practice for now is to notice the changing quality that is occurring throughout the body. So if you can be aware of one, the sensation, but also if the sensation changes by paying attention to it or for whatever reason. Again, not by forcing it to change or making it change, but naturally things change, the body changes. And sometimes on this very, or oftentimes on this very minute moment-to-moment level. So that's one other aspect you can pay attention to. Yes, I notice temperature and coolness or vibrating or heaviness. And then you can linger on one of these sensations and just notice if it's ebbing and flowing in some way. And then that in turn becomes your meditation object for that period of time until you decide to notice something else or decide to that something else takes prominence for whatever reason. So let's just sit here in silence for another minute or two and practice.